You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here's Sarah. Do you have an H or no H, Sarah?
With an H.
Extra letter makes it better. What do you want to talk about on No Filter Friday?
Well, I was living in San Francisco, and I wanted to share the story about meeting my husband.
Okay.
I had done online. Oh, should I go?
Well, yeah, but we're going to tell everybody your stories do have to be pretty fast.
Yeah, kind of zip through.
Because
it.
We want to get through a whole bunch of calls. So if somebody's got like a 10-minute story, it's not going to work.
Leave out the details of like what you had for dinner and what you were wearing.
Yeah.
And
yeah. So, yeah, everyone who wants to tell a story, it's got to be like the edited version. So, Sarah, what do you got for us?
Okay. So I met my husband in San Francisco, got a dog, met him walking dogs. I was planning on moving out of San Francisco that week. I decided not to, and we ended up getting married. The funny part is, after we met, I went back to Match.com, and I found his profile. So we were both online yeah. at the same time. I was out of his dating age range.
Oh, I see.
Okay. So were you younger or older?
We'll just say older. Barely.
Yeah. Barely.
So you're saying that what he had in his mind thought was a requirement, you blew that right out of the water.
Yeah, sure did.
He would have been.
I'm
going to
share
out.
Something. I like that story, Sarah. Thank you. Now stay on the line because I want to share with you and Jeremy this note we got from Rachel. She wrote a little while ago and she goes, I have a list of 46 requirements for a husband. And so I just wrote back and I said, send us the list. She did. There is the entire list.
Don't read number 23, whatever you do.
I definitely had a list.
Or number 22. Oh, you know what? This is not her list. This is just something she's cut and pasted.
You think? I don't know. Maybe.
It starts with this. Gainfully employed, at least 5'9", which, by the way, I have a problem with people who put height into their requirements. And I'm a 6-foot tall guy, but I still have a problem with that. Number 3, has a car. I better not read too many more.
Don't read too many more. You might slip because they're really like, naughty. This is just like a thread that's gone around on Nextdoor or something.
But, Sarah, your point is that your husband now thought that he needed blank, and you were like, no, you don't.
And he found you.
Yeah, well, he did. And the rest is history.
What were the names of your dogs?
At the time, I had Oscar, and he had Jack.
I like Oscar. Solid dog name.
Yeah. Sarah, you're delightful. Thank you for calling us. Have a fun day, okay?
Thanks so much, guys. You too.
Bye, Sarah.
Appreciate you. See, I mean, that's a key point, right? Oh, that wasn't in the range that I was looking for. Well, what do you know?
Look at
Same
that.
Same with Rachel and her 5'9". I just am dying for you to meet a 5'7" guy who is like the greatest guy of all time.
And then look him in the eye and be like, nope, can't do it. You're not tall enough.
Can't do it. I don't want the greatest guy of all time because he's not 5'9".
I'll put on cowboy boots.
Hello, Jennifer. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Super dupes.
Great. I would even turn it around. I would say if I'm a guy, I wouldn't, even if I met the criteria, I wouldn't want to date someone who had criteria like that. Does that make sense?
Yes. It's too stressful.
Well,
I have a girlfriend who used to have a list of 52 things on her must-have list.
Do you remember some of the things on there?
God.
That are appropriate?
We were triathletes, and so one of her things was he had to be a faster swimmer than her, because that was her strength.
Oh, so God. She met a fantastic guy that was a slow swimmer, and she couldn't do it.
She's still single.
This is Exhibit A of why there are so many single people, because they are looking for this 52-list ideal of someone.
You will not find that. Right. 100% you will not find that.
We used to joke on the air that the older you got, the shorter your list became.
Yep.
You know?
My list was 7 items, and this is how I met my fiancé, which is why my story. So I did a Tinder year. And in Denver, and had a lot of fun. And at the end of that year, I was like, you know what? I'm done with the dating apps. I'm just going to try to find somebody organically. And you remember that skit on SNL, Sweaty Balls, with Alec Baldwin?
Sure.
Yep.
two of my girlfriends had a sweaty balls Christmas party in Mobile, and I went, and that's where I met my now fiance. We've been together for 7 years.
So you went to a party.
Friend of a friend.
You went to a party with a friend.
You got out of your house. We got to run, Jennifer. Thank you much for your call. We appreciate
you. That's really
good. I can't get that on hold, Jeremy, if you can help out.
You got it. There we go.
There you go. Again, that's Exhibit B, right? She left her house.
Go somewhere where the people are, and you will meet
She got out of her sweatpants, put on some regular jeans, went to a party, and met the love of her
life. And if you're not familiar, go to YouTube and Google that skit, or search that skit on YouTube. It's fantastic.
Who's next? Debbie. Hi, Debbie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. No Filter Friday. So what's going on? What do you have to say?
Well, I was just going to tell you how I met my husband. I owned a full-service gym in Washington State. He worked at a tanning supply company in Los Angeles. And he called my gym and, "Hi, this is who I am. You have an order from us." And I said, "Well, Doug used to call and flirt with me." And he says, "Well, I'll flirt with you." So I said, "Then I'll buy from you." We talked about two times a week for 2 months. And then he called me and he said, "Hey, my company's having an open house and we're inviting all of our clients to come down." And I said, "Well, I'll come down. You know, we flirt a lot." And he was dead silent. And he goes, "You know, I'm black." Which I found funny because he works in a tanning supply company. And then I said, "Well, you know, I'm white." And we just flirt. That's it. There's nothing more that's going to go on.
Yeah. Who cares?
Who cares? Exactly.
So I went down there. We had an amazing, crazy weekend. And 15 months later, we were married. Then found out that he was never legally divorced.
Now it's getting juicier. That's better.
Hey, was everyone else at the party really, really tan, though?
It was just the two of us, right? It was hilarious.
Oh, that's quite the party.
Well, my goodness. Don't tell my wife I'm having a party.
I've heard of those parties before.
Debbie, I don't know about this.
We went to Vegas and got married. He wasn't legally divorced. We got remarried on the Oregon coast, and we have been happily married for 23 years.
Well, all worked out.
Thank you for that call. We appreciate
Debbie, so
much. That's great. Well, you know I'm black. Well, you know I'm white. There we go. We got that out of the way.
Let's hook up.
Let's get on with our lives together.
It would have been more important when he said, "You know I'm married." That would have been a better detail.
That would have been something she might have needed to know.
All right.
Here comes Fred. Hello, Fred.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Great, Freddie.
Couldn't be better. What do you got for us?
Good. Hey, I just want to let you know how I met my wife. We were high school sweethearts, and after we graduated, we both kind of went our separate ways. And back in 2000, she found me on a friend's Facebook as a friend, and she texted me or messaged me and asked if I was single, and I said yes. And ever since that day, we've been together. So I've basically known her for almost 40 years, and we've been together for about the last 12, 13 years.
Very good.
That's beautiful.
Congratulations, my friend. Thank you very much for the call.
Sometimes social media does work.
It sure does. You're right,
Fred. We're glad you called, buddy. You have a great weekend, okay?
All right. Thank you. Appreciate
it. See you later,
Fred.
Thank
you.
Wow. Beautiful.
Here's the only issue that I've got is that the stories are great.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is they're all from 15, 20 years ago.
How are we doing it now with the apps and in the wild now?
So we're looking for stories now, like people who have met either recent or they're single now and they haven't met the right person. Because, again, you're kind of making our point that 20 years ago, people talked.
Yeah.
In 2023, many times people don't talk. All they want to do is text.
Yeah. So how's flirting going on now without an app?
Right. We're looking for recent stories where you didn't use an app or social media or something. Tyler, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Hello.
Hello to you, Tyler.
what's your story?
So I've been single for about 6 months or so now. I was just got out of a 5-year relationship, so I'm rebuilding my life. I'm 31.
Okay, so how are you doing it? Are you out there in the wild?
Is it good?
Have you ever heard of, there's a challenge called 75 Hard. Have you ever heard of it?
75 Hard? Is that what you said?
Yeah, yeah. It's by a guy named Andy Frisella. He's kind of a...
Hold on just a second, Tyler. Hold on, Tyler. What are we getting ourselves into? This is live radio with families listening. You're not going to do anything that's going to get us in trouble, is it?
Is it appropriate?
No.
Is it appropriate?
It's an appropriate challenge. No. It's a good challenge. Okay. So essentially, they have to follow 6 rules a day. And you have to do it for 75 days straight. And if you don't do one of those 6 rules, then you have to completely start over, completely all over
again.
This
sounds horrible. Can you roll through the 6 rules like,
super
quick?
I would reject this immediately.
This sounds like a pain in the ass, but what are the rules?
Quickly, okay, what are the rules?
I'll go through it. So there's a diet that you have to pick, any diet. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
No alcohol or cheat meals.
Oh, I'm out.
You got to work out twice a day for 45 minutes. One of those.
Forget
times
it.
This is impossible, Tyler.
Tyler, stop right now.
I've been doing it for 74 days. I'm literally doing it.
Okay, give me the last 3.
Okay, so you got to drink a gallon of water. You've got to read 10 pages of a book.
Good. Yeah.
And they don't want you to read fiction. They want you to, and I've been reading self-help books.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they want you to take a progress picture every day, too, which is kind of stupid for me, but I do it anyways.
Essentially, it's just kind of rebooting your mind to think about other things, right? Then you're putting all the focus on yourself, improving yourself, and
you're
getting your mind off all the, you know, being single and miserable.
Yeah. By the way, this is my first time trying to call through, and I've listened to you guys since Miss London was on here.
My goodness.
That's years.
That's a long time ago. Tyler, thank you for listening for so long. That means the world to us. We appreciate you, buddy.
Good luck with all that water.
Yeah.
Hope you
probably have to pee right now. We're going to let you go so you can go pee.
What a great guy. I appreciate he's been listening for so long, but that's ridiculous.
I wouldn't do that.
That's stupid.
Hey, it works for him. And this is one of those, you know, people are different things, right?
Who has
it works
time
for Tyler.
To work out twice a day.
If I saw a thing that says, you've got to do these 6 things every day, I'm like, well, that's a little too that's not how life is.
I like the reading something. You know, I like reading the 10 pages a day, whatever. That's good. Just drink water. Why do you got to put an amount on it?
Right. I mean, I guess it's about becoming.
It's all about reset.
Discipline. Maybe
reset.
It's about discipline. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not into.
It's gimmicky.
We're really out of time. We're not going to be able to get to every call, but let's try Ashley. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
You got something recent for us?
Yes. So actually, I've only been married to my husband for going on 2 years.
Mm hmm.
But funny story. So we actually did meet on an app, but turns out he had a thing going with one of my roommates beforehand, and I just didn't process it was the same guy. And then also funny, because we were in like a small college town, and my roommate and I had a thing for like really big trucks that are loud and whatever. And
yeah.
So we would, every time we saw one, we would just like follow it around. Well, turns out it was his truck that we followed around for like a whole semester before I actually met him.
So that's how you flirted. You followed a big truck around.
Yeah, I followed his truck around, yeah.
And then you let him sleep with your roommate, and then you went in for the kill.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess.
That's great. Ashley, thank you very, very much.
That is something, Ashley.
No problem.
Good for you. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye. And yet they actually met on an app. I'm telling you. Everything we've been talking about went one ear and right out the other.
I'm beginning to believe the calls from earlier today when numerous people called in and just said everybody out there is weird. Everyone is so weird.
Okay. But that's the key. Okay, let's refine this a little bit.
What?
Because I believe everyone is weird. The key is finding your weird.
You got to lock weirdness, yeah. Weird on weird action.
You
got to
match up weird with weird, or at least similar. Because everybody has weird quirks. I mean, that's the thing that you hide on the first date, right?
Right. You collect your toenails, yeah.
Right. People wear a mask, and I'm not talking about a COVID mask.
No.
Figuratively, they're wearing a mask and because they've got some weirdness.
Yeah. But really... different.
Oh my God. This was hilarious. You know what? I love every one of our listeners. Thank you for calling and opening up and talking with us today.
Thank you for sharing
and having
your
some fun. And let's just have fun with us. That's great. I don't think anybody took this too seriously.
I didn't.
No chance were you and I going to take
Not a chance
seriously.
I'm taking that serious.